one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
You know, it dawned on me. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, for the first time when they join a company, meet cultures and personalities that they did not meet at school or in their small families.
Right.
How do people go about embracing diversity and inclusivity in the office?
That's actually a very good question. Darren, particularly because for companies to thrive, they need that kind of diversity and inclusivity. And the fact that many of us get to the workplace without ever having experienced the other cultures means that when we do for the first time, it is enriching to us. You know, quite apart from how it enriches the company, it's enriching to us and our lives.
Personally.
And I would give an example that says, you know, the number of times that you meet someone who's not in your normal social circle or your normal kind of cultural circle for the first time and you discuss something and you walk away thinking, I would never have, you know, taken it or had that insight. I would never have thought of that in that way. Or you would say, what an interesting take that was on an issue. And that is cultural diversity and inclusivity at play, because you're now your thinking is being exposed to something you were never exposed to before. And that's also important for companies, because companies are now realizing, in fact, research has shown that companies that have embraced inclusivity and diversity actually perform a lot better than companies with a homogenous group of people. So, for instance, a company that has all the racial groups performs better than a company that only has black people, or a company that only has white or Indian or whatever. A company that has also embraced socioeconomic inclusivity, so that people don't all come from the same socioeconomic environment or cultural differences, outperform companies with a single culture within them. And the examples that I can give you for where cultural diversity and I'm not just talking cultural diversity, this, as I said, socioeconomic diversity, cognitive diversity and inclusivity, ethnic diversity and inclusivity, all of those things feed the creative juices, because you're being introduced to different ways of thinking. Good examples that I can give you is, for instance, when we talk, if we were talking pricing strategy for a brand or a product, I find that if people come from the same socioeconomic environment, they are not in touch with all the price points because their price sensitivity is so different from somebody else's. I will often complain to my sister, who's a former teacher, and you know how teachers are remunerated in our country. And I will be angry about something and I will say, he can't tell me he couldn't, you know, afford 100 rand. And she will say to me, do you know how much 100 rand is? And I would imagine somebody else in a much higher socioeconomic bracket than myself might say, you know, what's the problem? Why can't you afford 10,000? And I would have to say, do you know how much 10,000 is? And that is one example of how different socioeconomic levels within a corporate or a company environment would help with discussions and creativity around products and pricing. But the other one is around just cultural sensitivity in a work environment. And I remember a couple of years ago, I was working with a company that had a very tragic event. One of the guys and his family, who was really on the up, really on the rise, had met a very tragic accident with his family. And his immediate boss sent out a notice, obviously telling the company about this tragic event. But at the end, he says, please, could we respect the family's privacy during this time? Now, that works in one cultural setting, but not in the other. And it was fantastic that there were people in the HR environment of that company who came from very different cultural backgrounds. And one of them actually wrote very gently and said, actually, in our culture, this is when you want to be surrounded by family and friends. We call it uguvela or uguyoma, where people would be upset that I went through this tragedy and Hick Sonia never even came once. Hick Sonia never even called. So in another culture, it would be give them privacy.
Absolutely.
In an African culture, it's about people, friends from work. And you can always tell when there's a funeral because you can see the cars and you think something's happened in that home. And so it's examples of how that inclusivity and diversity in the workplace would help with certain issues. So that's diversity and inclusivity for you. Very enriching.
I'm glad we covered that. Thank you, Hicksonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hicksonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.